This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Oh, boy. All right. See what we can do. Get the computer to work.
There we go. You got it now. That's good. No echo's gone.
Play audio this way, but who needs audio? We're just a radio show. Okay. We're going through extreme computer issues, and this is going to go on for a few more days. Just please forgive me. Let me see if I can play any audio. Let's try that.
Yeah.
This issue directly impacts
that works. Yep. Wow. All right.
Well, see, there you go.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and start the stream now that we have things that work. Okay.
Oh, ye
good.
Of little faith. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get started with the incredible news of, well, you know, let me put it a simple way. Everything, and I do mean everything, about the Russia collusion hoax was fake. All of it. And I can remember the things that you had to say. And this includes on conservative talk radio. If you came out and said, well, you know, they said it's about 17 intel agencies say. You couldn't question that. And I'm talking with our audience. That was the level of trust those agencies had. I mean, you sounded like an absolute nut if you said, no, I don't believe it. I have questions. I don't believe it. Then it was, they finally admitted, well, 17 intel agencies don't actually say. We miscounted. Sorry, it's three. Three? 17? Three? 17? Which is true? Oh, no, it's three, and you must believe. You must believe. And remember, Lee, for so much of in America, our time, like, you know, I mean, like, you go to Netflix right now, like, half the suspense shows favorably cast the FBI, favorably cast the CIA. I mean, the love of America for these agencies, we revered them before all of this. And they took advantage of that bigly. And now we're looking at the inside. We got the emails. Somebody should have really set fire to those burn bags, Lee. I don't know why they didn't.
Yeah, that's a good question.
If I did this, I would go down there myself with my own personal Bic lighter and set it on fire. Okay, sending someone to do that, not smart, even though you did, okay, lock the documents behind three separate sets of locks and not tell Kash Patel about the existence of this particular burn room. So there's a guy by the name of James Clapper, and he is a criminal on so many levels. Who is this guy? This is the guy who illegally spied on Americans for years. This is the guy who collects your emails, everything you type, whether you ever hit send, knows every transaction in your bank account. The founders would be horrified. When Edward Snowden came to Congress, after seeing Clapper lie under oath, which he did all the time. No, we don't have a program like that. Snowden's like, I'm watching it live. And he came and let the American people know who James Clapper was. James Clapper had lied under oath to Congress, but nothing happened to him because all those Congress members, you know, then knew, wow, James Clapper's got total compromise on me. I better shut up. That's who James Clapper is. Really nasty piece of work. Exactly the kind of person our founders intended to never have any power. So he's in power. He's director of national intelligence. He's Tulsi Gabbard, basically, where she is now. And he sends an email to the NSA. And the problem there is that the director of the NSA, Mike Rogers, is having the pressure put to him to say Russia collusion is real, the Russia hoax is real. And he's, you know, very willing to look at that. You know, maybe Trump really is a Russian agent. Maybe he's not a real American. But he says in his email, Mike Rogers says, listen, my analysts, we need to see real intelligence. They weren't given the source intelligence. They were given summaries that say, Donald Trump is a Russian agent. Check here for yes and here for no. I'm exaggerating, but it was curated evidently. It was here, no, this is all you need to know. And Rogers is like, wait, my guy, we're NSA. I mean, we have the highest clearances. You know, if you want us to sign off on this incredible accusation that Donald Trump, you know, is colluding with Russia in a treasonous plan against his own government, classic treason, you know, can we see some source data? It's just like, that's, yeah. Clapper's like, no. No, you can't. Nah, you can't see any source data. Because of course you couldn't. The source data came from Hillary Clinton's campaign, and he knew that. So Mike Rogers writes, I want to reach out to you directly to let you know of some concerns I have with the folks on my side. And Clapper writes back that he needs to be a team player. That's our story, he writes, about the Russia collusion hoax, and we're sticking to it. More time is not negotiable because they wanted to rush this real fast. The analysts are like, wait, whoa, I can't sign off on this. This idea that, quote, tools Moscow used and actions it took to influence the 2016 election had hurt Hillary Clinton and helped Donald Trump to be elected. That's a pretty big accusation. Clapper writes back, quote, this is one project that has to be a, listen to how they describe this internally, Lee, team sport. This is a sport.
Wow. Don't think that'll be in the Olympics anytime soon.
No, these aren't real intelligence agencies. This is such massive corruption that it boggles the mind. Team sport is what that was. Good thing nobody set fire to the burn bags. So we have that today, team sport. So the media is very carefully pretending that none of this is happening. The mainstream media, the liars. But it is happening. And it did happen. So what did this result in? Remember, three intelligence agencies say, because Mike Rogers ultimately knuckled under. And remember why he knuckled under. Because after he started sending these emails to James Clapper, Clapper went to Obama and demanded he be fired and leaked it. Because remember, Rogers went and met with Trump. Rogers, we don't know what was said in that meeting. The theory is, and this is what the Obama people were afraid of, Rogers has gone to Trump and gone, look, they're framing you. This is all very fake. I mean, look what's going on. Trump would have had the clearance at that point to be read in. After Rogers goes and meets with Trump at Trump Tower, Clapper demands Obama fire him. Ultimately, Rogers' NSA goes along with this. And he is one of the three intelligence agencies that say, so FBI, CIA, NSA. And that became law from Fox News to CBS, ABC, saying you could not question it. You would never be invited back as a guest. It was a rule of the universe. You know how in my child science class, they're starting with, you know, rules of the, you know, things that are rules, universally accepted.
Yes.
Total lie. And this is how it happened. Team sport. You gotta go along with the team sport. So what do we learn? Everything they told us was a lie. And the reason I'm emphasizing this, I want you to remember this, okay? Because they're going to lie to us again. We have massive rogue elements still inside these intelligence agencies. They are going to lie again. It's never going to end. And I think, Lee, and I said this to you yesterday, I think the reason Donald Trump is meeting with Vladimir Putin in person, not over the phone, is so he can get around these people in these intel agencies and actually have a conversation with Vladimir Putin that they aren't listening to and recording on the phone for potential leaks. So they can really have a conversation.
I didn't get a chance to say this yesterday, but I think you're absolutely right about that. And I think it's about this issue and others. But
yes.
I think that's why you do these face-to-face meetings. It's not just for the photo ops. It's because you won't have a direct conversation without having the interpreters or the monitors or whatever, involved or necessarily documenting what's going on.
They have listened to Trump's conversations before and illegally leaked them. Felony level, rest of your life in prison, classified law, document. Mm-hmm. None of that means anything to these people. They are still inside our agencies. They're deep buried.
Well, there's three less this week because, Kash Patel got rid of three FBI.
Yeah. Good.
Folks last week, and of course he's being roundly criticized for it, saying it's political retribution, but it's like, it's like what you've been talking about. The Trump administration has still got a huge problem. It's not China. It's not Russia. It's not Iran. It's the federal bureaucracy that is still entrenched with Clinton, Obama, Biden-era bureaucrats.
Yep. And it's a massive problem. So what are we entering here, folks? This is the war. This is the phase. What I marvel at every day as we see this is, you and I having covered this for 10 years now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all of this information had stayed inside the FBI, inside the NSA, inside the CIA, classified all this time. All of these people who oversaw these agencies had to know this stuff. I mean, remember, Donald Trump put Bill Barr, George H.W. Bush's best friend, literally, they became best friends inside the CIA when Daddy Bush was running it, put Bill Barr in charge of declassifying this stuff. Anybody, Fox News, going to call him up? Did you read this, Bill? No, they're not. They're not going to call him. Did you read this stuff, Bill? You were put in charge of declassifying it. There's so many crimes in here. My head is spinning. They literally classified the evidence of Hillary's crimes so as to hide them from the American people. Do you see that, Bill Barr? Well, you taking your orders from the ranch, Bush's ranch down in Texas? Who do you work for? Who did you work for? Because Bill Barr, if he saw this stuff, he needs to be on the indictment list. All these people, think about it, Christopher Wray, all of them knew this the whole time. They had to have. No way. As our media repeated, including Fox News, three intel agencies say all a lie. Total lie. They don't deserve to be trusted ever again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So, folks, I say this all the time. Imagine having the superpower, because it's practically a superpower, okay? It's close as we'll get as human beings to a superpower that the Democrats have and know they have. Being able to commit almost any crime. You know this beforehand. And then the FBI will just come clean it up for you. I've always wondered this. I mean, we all know there's a dual justice system in this country. We know that the Democrats have captured all of our institutions federally. We're fighting to take them back, but they've captured them and weaponized them so they can commit any crime that they need to. And I've always wondered, you know, when they sit around, when they sit around, do they talk about this? Do they laugh about this? Do they laugh at us? Do they acknowledge it? Or is it kind of cloak and dagger? Is it like wink, wink, nod, nod? We don't really speak of it because who knows who's listening, but we know that laws, norms, criminal statutes don't apply to us. Well, we have an answer. I'm still not over this paragraph yesterday, or the fact that the words Federal Bureau of Investigation are on top of the documents the paragraph is contained in. It's a 302. It's an interview document. And we have an answer. They do. They sit around openly and talk about how we can, okay, these are the crimes we're going to commit. And don't worry, it'll be fine. So they do acknowledge it. They do speak of it. I just always wondered that. And things you wonder doing this. This paragraph. In this meeting, Democrat Representative Adam Schiff, who was the minority leader of the Intelligence Committee, so he unfortunately had access to classified intel. When working with Schiff in the committee, the whistleblower was called to an all-staff meeting by Schiff. In this meeting, Schiff stated openly that the group would leak classified information, a felony, which was derogatory to the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Schiff stated the information would be used to indict President Trump. The whistleblower pipes up, "Hey, excuse me, that's illegal." Quote, the whistleblower stated this would be illegal. And upon hearing his concerns, unnamed members of the meeting, so folks, that would have been Democrat elected Congress members and their Democrat staffers who they had hired, unnamed members of the meeting reassured the whistleblower that they would not be caught leaking classified information. I mean, wow. Just wow. I mean, imagine me and Lee could sit in a staff meeting today and plot to rob a bank. Decide we're going to do it, pick out the one we do. Knowing that we got, you know, friends in the mayor's office and at the Greenville police, and they would just let us drive off with the cash. I mean, wow. This is like a banana republic. And then we learned over the weekend that in 2023, all of this was examined and looked at by the incredibly corrupt, needs to go to prison attorney general under Joe Biden, Merrick Garland. And he went, oh, okay, yeah, cool. And closed the case. No charges. No charges. Well, overnight we learned these busy little beavers weren't just closing those cases. No, no. No, the FBI, three offices. So there were actually some real agents inside the FBI who weren't political operatives. Three different separate offices had investigations into Hillary Clinton selling our classified data in exchange for donations to the Clinton Foundation. Here's John Solomon breaking that yesterday at Just the News.
We're going to tell you about the other Clinton investigation, one that was running in three separate FBI offices, New York, Washington, and Little Rock. It was a predicated criminal investigation that was examining whether Hillary Clinton ran a pay-to-play scheme that delivered favors from her perch as Secretary of State while foreigners and others paid large sums of money to her family foundation, the Clinton Foundation, run by Bill Clinton and their daughter, eventually Chelsea Clinton. Three separate agencies, three separate bureaus, offices of the FBI believe they had predicated evidence to pursue that. Every time they tried to move the ball down the road in the shadows of the 2016 election, they got shut down. I mean, they got shut down at the highest levels of their agency.
So you have Adam Schiff committing felonies, Democrat Adam Schiff, to try to indict Trump, while actual lawbreaking by Hillary Clinton is shut down. But wait till you hear how and why. We have all of this now. And I'm very grateful to the morons who sent this down at the FBI, these Democrat FBI leaders, sent this down to the burn bag room, but didn't personally check to make sure anybody set it on fire. And so we get to read it all. Things we were never supposed to see because they were supposed to go up in smoke. We will. Coming up next.
The walls feel like they are closing in.
But as the walls close in around the president,
Donald Trump feels the walls closing in.
I think this is a guy who feels like the walls are closing in.
The walls are closing in on him.
Because the walls are closing in.
The walls are closing in on the president.
Now the walls appear to be closing in.
Really kind of the walls.
But actually the walls were closing in on Hillary Clinton. And well, listen, did you hear that? Remember when Rush, God rest his soul, used to say he'd play those clips and how the Democrats, he called them Democrat talking points across all the mainstream media networks, were reading off the same script. And Rush thought those were Democrat talking points, but now it looks like there's something else. With Tulsi Gabbard coming out and saying, look, we thought Operation Mockingbird, where the intelligence agencies paid reporters at mainstream media outlets the equivalent of $1 million a year back in the 70s and moving forward to run as news their fake propaganda talking points. We thought that program had died, been shut down. Still up and running. She says she found it. I can't wait to hear the details. But I think you just heard what it sounds like.
The walls feel like they are closing in.
But as the walls close in around the president,
Donald Trump feels the walls closing in.
I think this is a guy who feels
But in reality, the walls were closing in around Hillary Clinton and by extension, Barack Obama. Her criminality was so extreme. Both in terms of what I think is going to end up being she was selling classified data, leaving it on the deliberately unsecured server, and then the foreign entities were paying by donations to the Hillary Clinton Foundation. Three separate FBI offices were on that. And then the theft of the classified data itself, which James Comey's FBI, as you remember, classified. The fact she'd walked out of there with thumb drives. Those were classified documents that were top secret. She was only even able to view them in a skiff. She isn't even supposed to leave with them. She left with them on thumb drives. So those two investigations are going. They were major scandals. The walls were closing in. Three separate FBI offices were looking into Hillary Clinton. But then along came Andrew McCabe, because by then Trump had gotten, rid of crooked Comey. Andrew McCabe comes along, right? And what does he do? As folks on our side, including then Marco Rubio, were fawning all over him, He was the best thing since sliced bread. Behind closed doors, Hillary was helping his wife run for office. And this had been happening back under the Obama regime. Okay, so that's how far back it goes. Hillary had given his wife a bunch of money to run for office, raised it for her. And Andrew McCabe was sitting in the meetings. He is the number two, who really was a number two at the FBI at this point under Barack Obama. Hillary is paying for his wife's campaign. He is sitting in the meetings with his wife as they're planning this campaign with Hillary and her people. And then he goes back to work where he shuts down not one, not two, but three separate investigations into Hillary Clinton. Unbelievable.
Andrew McCabe, the deputy director, a man who potentially had a conflict of interest with Hillary Clinton. His wife got money from Hillary Clinton's former campaign chair to run for a Virginia State Senate. And by the way, McCabe attended the meeting where that assistance was solicited. He eventually was conflicted out, but not before he gave the order to his agents that you won't investigate or do anything on this unless I approve it. Downstream from them, four different U.S. attorneys' offices under Barack Obama were asked for help by the agents. Agents need help. We need a grand jury. We need to get evidence. We want to move the case down the road. All three of those four offices told the agents, you're on your own. We will not assist you in your pursuit of criminal charges against Hillary Clinton.
Wow. So on the one hand, you've got him. He's shutting down one set of criminal investigations to Hillary. James Comey's over here, and he's lying to the public saying, oh, yes, we've looked at her emails. No reasonable prosecutor. And he's going, holy crap, we just found more stuff. A ton of felonies. She's stealing thumb drives full of classified data. We don't know what's going on with it. I think they actually did. And he, Joe, he takes all of the evidence of her crimes, classifies it, and buries it, and lies to the public because she's running against Trump at the time. This is the level of corruption. So John Solomon yesterday at Just the News breaking this is a double-headed scandal.
And then perhaps the most extraordinary statement in the document that we are going to show you on screen now. They can put it up as you're looking here. The Deputy Attorney General for Barack Obama, Sally Yates, explicitly told the FBI, shut it down, meaning the corruption probes of Hillary Clinton. Think about this. While Donald Trump was out on the campaign trail chanting, lock her up, maybe there was a good reason to lock up Hillary Clinton, he would argue every night. The Obama Justice Department was telling the FBI agents who also thought there might be a reason to lock up Hillary Clinton, shut it down. Remember those words. This is the beginning, but we've told you this was a double-headed scandal. The first part was pursuing false allegations against Republicans. The second was forming a protection racket around Democrats like Hillary Clinton and Biden family and others, Joe Biden himself, when it came to classified documents. Right.
Now wrap your mind around this whole time. Meanwhile, Adam Schiff is illegally leaking every instance is a felony classified data. He's ordering his staff to do the same. Democrat congressmen are sitting around with him, planning to break the law, saying we'll never get caught. At the same time as that's going on, James Comey, head of the FBI, is illegally leaking classified data. We had those emails yesterday. All of this comes to a head and is being investigated by, under Joe Biden. Merrick Garland closes it all. There are so many crimes here. I'm honestly losing track. It's hard to keep it straight. Meanwhile, they're running another three-ring circus because you got the problem of Mike Rogers over there at the NSA, and that broke last night too. Another declassification by Kash Patel, head of the FBI, with Clapper having to tamp down Mike Rogers, head of the NSA, going, you want us to say Trump is a Russian spy, a Russian agent. He colluded with Putin, but you won't show us the intelligence. My analysts are saying we can't conclude that. Clapper writes back, this is a team sport. It's a sport. When we break the law, it's a sport as Democrats. It's a sport. Good to know those are the terms they use internally. I always wondered. It's a team sport. And eventually, Mike Rogers knuckles under. And they tell the lie. Three intelligence agencies say, you can't dispute him. He's NSA, FBI, CIA. They were all lying. They hadn't seen the intel. And so what your liberal friends are going to say to you, and I'm going to prepare you for this, is, oh, there's nothing here. The Intelligence Committee, which Marco Rubio sat on at the time in the Senate, they looked at the Russia collusion hoax, and they concluded that it was very real, and they concluded that Russia meddled, and they concluded Trump was in on it, maybe. And, Republicans have rubber stamped this. They didn't see anything we're seeing now. They didn't see the stuff locked behind three doors and burn bags. That's what the Democrats won't tell you. We're only getting it now. They never saw it. What they saw was fake. It was just fake stuff. Folks, the very NSA analysts who wanted to see the evidence weren't given the evidence, but asked to sign off on the intelligence report that concluded all of this. Nobody saw anything real. So when the Democrats are out there, and this is the lie they're telling their sheeple now, trying to hold back the flood because it's coming, drip, 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 drip. It's turning into a flood. So when your liberal friends said, nah, there's nothing there. I watched CNN. And they said, all the Republicans agreed. They didn't see any of this. That's what they're not telling you. It's a pretty big lie. It's not going to work. No, it's not going to work. It gets worse every day. So as long as Elon Musk stays at the helm of Twitter and we can get real news, there's nowhere to run for these people. Finally. You got to help me here, y'all, because I do not understand. Maybe you can explain it. New Gallup poll found fewer Americans are drinking alcohol than any time in the past. Are you ready for this? 86 years. What? Only 54% say they drink, at least sometimes. The previous low was 55% in 1958. Gallup's been tracking it since 1939. If you ask someone if they want to go grab a drink these days, there's a good chance they'll say, you mean like, what? No. So the number of Americans who drink alcohol just hit a new all-time low. Again, lowest recorded in 86 years. Now, remember, there was that bit of a spike during the pandemic, but yeah, it's down. And Gallup says they think the reason is that more people see it as a health risk now, and young people are part of that trend. Okay, that's good. I mean, we don't want another generation of alcoholics. Maybe they never start because they think it's, you know, it's bad, and that's fantastic. But I don't get it. I love alcohol. And look, I've got alcoholism in my family. I know that. And so I do not drink during the week. Nope, don't touch it. And my husband and I have a one bottle of wine limit for the weekend. So we go through one bottle of wine. So that is two glasses. That's four glasses total. So two on Friday night, two on Saturday night. That's it. That's what we get. So I don't drink a lot, but oh my gosh, by Friday, I am craving that glass of wine. In fact, I'm the one, do you have this in your relationship? I'm in charge of the drinking plan. I don't know when that started, but it's somehow my responsibility. We never agreed on it. And my husband will ask me Friday night, like, you know, 7 or 8 o'clock, what's, you know, what are we drinking? What's the plan? And if we drink our wine, shall we like kind of sweet wine, little sweet, different, all kinds of different kinds. And mix it up. I mean, so if I have forgotten to put it in the fridge to chill it, I get the eye. I get the eye. You know, the eye like, did you forget? It's your job. So I'm in charge of the drinking plan. So he'll say, what are we having? And I change it up. I keep it different. I keep cold. So like sometimes I'll like by Wednesday, as I did yesterday, I'll go ahead and put the wine in for the weekend so I don't forget. It's important. And we just sit and we enjoy a glass of wine and pretend we're on a date, but really we're just watching TV upstairs. Someday we'll go on a real date again when the kids leave. So yeah, that's my life. That's what I do on the weekends. But alcohol is a key part of the way I unwind. I mean, I don't need it, but all right, it helps. Can't imagine giving it up. So I don't know what is going on. And I don't get this whole thing. Well, you know, we want to be healthy. I don't follow. I'm sorry. Because I just saw a stat yesterday. This is crazy. Do you realize we are up to, but when I started this show, I can remember doing the stat. A majority of Americans are now overweight. It was 53, 54%. That was like 11 years ago. New stat just came out. You know what the number is now? 70% of you are either overweight or obese. So I mean, it can't be that Americans care about being healthy. We obviously don't, right? So what is it with alcohol? There's something else going on here. And look, I guess people drinking less overall is probably, it's not good for me, but it's good for other people. Hate each his own, but I am really surprised that Americans have given up even one vice. So tell me what you think is really going on. Because I just don't buy this whole thing. It's about, you know, like weight and health. I don't believe that because we just as a people don't care about health any other way. Not much anyway. 70% of us are overweight. So I don't understand. But nothing like a great bottle of wine. I hope there's a revival, honestly. I just think it's one of those few wonderful pleasures in life, but what do I know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.